Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. This is probably one of the dividing features between Christianity and all the world's religions. The one of love your enemy, forgive him, and do good to him. We must remember that Jesus came to bring perfection into our lives. He didn't come to make us feel bad about ourselves, because he knows that as human beings, we can't forgive those who have injured us. But remember, Jesus is saying, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We can think of many examples that seems to make this commandment to love your enemies and do good for them impossible to obey. For instance, someone kills my wife or my brother, my sister, and I'm asked to forgive that person. To a human being without faith, this is impossible. Let's go back to the angel Gabriel's words to Mary at the Annunciation, when she said, nothing is impossible to God. We have numerous examples of people who have achieved this great commandment in our history, and maybe among our friends, and maybe yourself listening to this program. Even just moments before Jesus took his last breath, he begged his Father to forgive the very people who ruthlessly were taking his life. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. It's a stunning illustration of such forgiveness. In the fall of 2006, the unthinkable happened when a one-room school full of Amish children was taken hostage by Charles Carl Roberts IV. Amish is a religious community in North America. After a few terrifying hours, Roberts bound, then shot 10 girls, killing 5 of them before turning the gun on himself. He committed suicide. Within hours, the Amish families immediately began extending their forgiveness to the gunman and visited his wife and parents to offer their comfort. They even attended the killer's funeral. A grandfather of one of the murdered girls cautioned the family not to hate the killer. And I quote, they said, we must not think evil of this man. End of quote. While another father said he had a mother and a wife and a soul, and now he's standing before a just God. Forgiveness is possible, and it seems impossible, but it does happen. We can do it with the power of God. Forgiveness can lead even to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you or making up with the person who caused the harm. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that helps you on with life. Forgiving others allows us to overcome feelings of anger, bitterness, and revenge. Forgiveness can heal spiritual wounds and bring the peace and love that only God can give. So you can imagine the crowd in heaven when you forgive and when those people forgave Mr. Roberts. You can imagine the cheers that went up in heaven. We are learning today that forgiveness is a healthy thing. When we forgive each other, a peace comes over that we cannot understand. But without forgiving, we do damage to our health. Therefore, crime and hurting people can have a devastating effect unless everyone decides to forgive. It's always best to aim at forgiving one another and reconciling rather than maintaining and nurturing a grudge or hatred of the person. If we do that, it makes us unhappy, even makes us unhealthy. It doesn't mean that we forget. We remember and we don't wipe it out. But we are not allowing it, meaning the hurt or the terrible event, to affect us now. Emotions becoming us, hatred, revenge, anger, can become us. But if we observe these from a distance, oh, I'm getting angry, let me perish that thought. Doesn't mean that we are forgetting and that we are denying that we are hurt. Doesn't mean that. But we don't want to be affected now in our present life, because all things are possible now in the present moment with God. We can forgive and we can reconcile. So psychology and simple logic and wisdom can help us to overcome the hurts and even the guilt that we may feel when we have done something wrong to others. Even though we are sorry and we have been reconciled even with the people we have hurt, it can still go on and affect us and make us feel very guilty for the rest of our lives. And nobody should want that, even for the guilty party. And you're not losing face and you're not losing anything by forgiving. But first of all, we must reconcile and be forgiving of those who hurt us. And if we've hurt others, we need to forgive ourselves too. And by doing so, we become whole again and angel-like. We can say to the Lord when we feel that guilt or we feel that anger, "This is how I am, Lord." And you will find that it will not have a hold on you as much again. So let us pray that we may have the strength and the wisdom to aim at reconciliation at all times. And then we can get on with our lives and become more like saints and angels ourselves. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Center in Ndola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.